1 second of pause recording. Well, folks. Oh, do excuse me. Goodness, goodness me. That was meant to be hello, folks, but it came out as a bit of a croak. I'm so sorry. I haven't got a huge amount to report. I just thought I would pop on and say hello because I haven't done for a few days. It's just me now here. So I thought I'd come on and see what was happening. What's been happening my end? What has been happening my end? I'm having a dispute with the Department for Work and Pensions. What a surprise. They sent me for a work capability assessment and they very kindly disallowed my employment and support allowance because I was able to get to the medical on my own or under my own steam. So I have got the RNIB on the case. And they seem to think that we have got a case, which is good. So I'm waiting for that to get itself sorted out, but that's been a worry and an absolute nightmare and a complete pain in the... Yeah, well, there we are. Say no more. So that's that ongoing. I will let you know the outcome of that. My grandfather clock is... Well... not out of service, but not chiming at the moment. Basically, my grandfather clock has, it plays a Westminster chime, so it has three weights. One weight controls the actual going of it, the actual time mechanism, the pendulum then, which is the going train, as they call it. That's the middle weight. The left-hand weight controls the melody of the chime itself, and the right-hand weight controls the hourly strike. Now, these are the chrome weights. They're lead weights, I think, enclosed in a chrome casing to make it look pretty because the front of the clock is panel glass. When I bought the clock 3 years ago, I noticed there was a slight crack in the middle weight in the top part of the shell, and I thought, oh dear, that doesn't look very good, but I let it go. I thought, oh, it should probably be all right. Anyway, it has been all right until recently, and the crack sort of got longer and longer. Basically, the chrome shell is in three bits. There's a top bit, a bottom bit, and the middle piece that covers most of the weight. And basically a few weeks ago I was winding the clock and the weight, there was a screw at the top which attached to the hook which hooks over the eye on the chain of the clock. That basically came undone and the whole weight fell with a horrible crash and landed on the floor of the clock itself. I thought, oh hell. So I managed to pick it up and I managed to get it sorted and put it back on. I thought, I've got to get this sorted out. This really isn't good. My clocks are going to strike six. I do apologise. I'm just going to put my oven on because I'm going to have some dinner in a minute. So I thought, well, I'll have to... Luckily, I have a clock repairer in town. So I thought, well, I'll have to take it to him at some point, get him to sort it. But I've kept it sort of running. Yesterday, I went to wind it again and... the same thing happened again, only sadly this time it went with such force that there's a bar that goes through the lead weight itself, and that has very slightly, because the weight sort of fell on it, it bent the bar out of shape, so that weight is now out of service. So I was sat here last night, and I was, because I didn't have the clock running, and I was sat here and I thought, I can't stand this. I really can't stand this. It was horrible. Without it chiming, I can cope with just about. Without it ticking, I'm going to have a drink of Coke, do excuse me. Without it ticking was just awful. It really was horrible. Which you might think sounds a bit strange because I've got so many other clocks running here. But believe me, you notice when one's not running. especially if it's one of your best. So what I had to do was take off the right-hand side weight and put it on the middle chain. So basically, she can tick, and if I wanted to, she can do the melody of the Westminster, but she can't do the hourly strike. So for now, I've turned the chime off. But she is sort of online, as it were, but sort of just. So I need to get that sorted at some point. I'm hoping that the guy in town can just solder the chrome shell back together and straighten the bar, or if not, I'm sure he'll be able to think of a solution. So yeah, that was a bit of a nightmare. Ugh, it was horrible. Have I got anything else to report apart from grandfather clocks and DWP? Not sure I have really. No, it's been relatively quiet. Kate, the dog, is fine. She was 6 on last Wednesday, bless her. No, last Tuesday even, sorry, the 8th. I really don't know where that time's gone. Oh, blimey, they're all going to go now. Ah, you're going to get attacked by clocks, sorry. I know a lot of my followers like hearing them, so I won't worry too much. The birds are fine. They're all good. Oh, that's a horrible clash. Two of the clocks are chiming together and it's really horrible. They've stopped. There's another one running now. God, honestly. Yeah, the birds are fine. I'm okay. I'm hungry, actually, so I'm going to heat up a portion of curry. I made a big pot of curry the other week, and I'm going to heat up a portion of that and have it for tonight's dinner with some rice, I think. Oh, goodness me. Ah. Thank you. That's the last one now, I think. So, yeah, I think I'll leave it there because I'm in danger of beginning to waffle about nothing in particular. And that, I'm sure you really don't want to hear. Thanks to the people who commented on my clock booze, by the way. I do always read your comments, even if I don't respond to them. I always read them, and I always appreciate them. So thanks for that. But for now, I think that's it from me. So I will send this off. I'll speak to you all soon.